and for other people on the path. Luckily, the Falkenstein mailman is very forgiving, and despite falling off his bike, he's actually very happy to see the girls, as he has some mail for them.
Mail? For us?
Yeah, a letter. Hold on, let me find it. This way, I won't have to ride all the way over to the Martins' farm.
Maybe it's from Hungary. A love letter from Mikosh.
Ha ha.
Who's Mikosh?
My little secret.
Fair enough. Nope, it doesn't look like it's from Hungary. It's from the Park Hotel in Redwell.
Tina, that's even better. It sure is.
Whatever it is, it sounds important. Here you go.
Thanks. Open it right now.
Yeah, yeah. Hold your horses.
Okay. Dear blah, 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 we hereby inform you that...
Hey, read it out loud. Come on, what does it say?
Well, BB, I'm really sorry, but...
Oh, no.
I guess we'll just have to survive without Mom for a week.
You're kidding. You won?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Mom's gonna be so surprised.
Wow, sounds like good news.
You'll never guess. This is gonna be amazing.
I have no idea what BB and Tina are so excited about. What could be in a letter from a hotel that would make them so happy? And why would they be pleased that Tina's mom would be going away for a while? Very strange.
It's simple. I can explain. Roger, BB, and I entered a competition.
First prize was a week-long luxury spa vacation.
With all the extras!
A room with a view and a private balcony, hot tub and sauna, an indoor and an outdoor pool.
Plus a full spa package with massages. Meals are included, too. Total luxury.
Yeah.
And your poor, exhausted mom gets all that?
Except she isn't exhausted or poor, but she could probably do with a break from me.
And from me, too.
Hardly. So when does she get to go?
Let's see. Oh, next week.
Wow.
Well, tell her congratulations. And from me, too. Full of excitement, BB and Tina ride home to surprise Mrs. Martin with the letter. As soon as they get there, the girls, along with Tina's brother Roger, burst into the kitchen to deliver the good news. But surprisingly, Tina's mom doesn't appear to be as excited as the girls.
This is quite a surprise. I really don't know what to say.
How about amazing and unbelievable?
Or wonderful and incredible.
Or I had no idea you were so kind.
I had no idea you were so kind.
There you go.
Yes, it's very sweet of you all, honestly.
But...
I wouldn't be able to relax knowing you were at home having to do all the work while I was being lazy and pampered.
Really? I wouldn't have a problem with that. BB's right. Come on, Mom. How long's it been since you had a real vacation?
Me? Well, I honestly can't remember when.
Then you should go.
But there's so much to do here. Not just the stable and the horses, but the vegetable garden and...
Yeah, we know, Mom.
Flowers need to be watered, the cows milked, feed ordered.
We know, Mom.
On top of that, there's the housework, cooking, cleaning, laundry.
We know, Mom. Mrs. Martin.
And then just yesterday, I noticed that the outdoor faucet for the irrigation hose is getting blocked up and...
Mom.
I mean, who knows how much longer it's going to last?
Mom!
Yes?
Seriously, Mom, what do you think we have for brains? Pumpkins?
Huh?
What Roger means is we already know how to run the farm.
Well, yes, but...
Come on, we don't even have any kids booked in for next week.
We can manage whatever work needs to be done, even without magic.
Yeah, piece of cake.
I guess you're right.
So you'll go on the trip?
All right. Sure.
Yes.
It was just a bit of a surprise, that's all. I'm very touched that you'd think of doing something like that for me. Oh, now what on earth am I going to pack?
Mrs. Martin goes to pack, and on Monday morning, Roger, Tina, and Bibi take her to the train station. Oh, she's wearing a lovely, colorful summer dress. I've never seen her wear something like that before. It really looks very pretty.
Attention, please. The next train to arrive on Platform 2 will be the 8:19 departure for Redwell. Please stand clear of the edge of the platform. The next train will be the 8:19 for Redwell.
Well, Mom, everything okay?
To